A federal official talking about teenage drug use says they're smoking it less. I'm Mary Lyon from The Source, and the director of the National Institute on Drug Abuse testified before a Senate panel today on drug use among young people. Dr. William Pollan said American teens aren't smoking as much marijuana or cigarettes either as they used to, and he says there are more negative feelings among young people about drug use by young people.
Specific attitudes toward drugs have begun to show a parallel and equally significant change with greater concern by young people about the health consequences of drugs, and a larger percentage of them, a majority in many cases, saying that they look critically upon their peers who use drugs with any regularity.
Even so, Dr. Pollan also says that American teenagers still lead the industrialized world in drug use. The Energy Department today predicted that we'll see more nuclear power being used this year. The government says electricity generated by nuclear reactors will rise by 8%, the first increase since Three Mile Island. But a Ralph Nader research group brought out a tally sheet for reactor performance last year, and they found it wanting. The group says in 1980 there were nearly 4,000 mishaps at the three dozen nuclear facilities in this country, up 65% over what it was in 1979, the year of the Three Mile Island accident. The Interior Department was handed a defeat today by a federal judge in California. The judge ruled that the federal government didn't take into account the environmental impact of offshore oil drilling, so there is now a permanent injunction on the sale of a number of oil drilling tracts off the coast of California. Appeals are expected, though. And as we approach the royal wedding day, crowds are already camped out on the route the procession will take through London to St. Paul's Cathedral. Prince Charles and Lady Diana rehearsed their vows today. It was an unscheduled stop. And that's news. I'm Mary Lyon from The Source.